the What's On Your Mind preview. Scott will be back for What's On Your Mind, but he has got a meeting he had to attend. So this is Mark, the Freedom Poet, sitting in for Scott this morning, and we have a fascinating show, amazing. You know, my good friend Dave Racer has been having Student Senate for years, and he teaches at Yale Academy in St. Paul. Well, over there in St. Paul, close by on Snelling, is Concordia University. It's a Lutheran Missouri Synod school, I think 3,000 students or so. And these young people have literally researched and put together six bills that they find are really important, that they believe in, bills for Minnesota state government to consider, have taken them, found sponsors at the Minnesota legislature, and are literally trying to get them passed. These young people, I mean, they're college students, and we will... Some of the issues, for example, did you know that it is legal for Minnesota legislators to drive drunk? Nerd from prosecution? Well, the kids said, hey, that ain't fair. You know, basically, and there's more, some are more serious, some are, I don't know, maybe some are, they have six really interesting bills, and I'm going to have them joining us in the next segment from Concordia. Some students, and I believe they're political science professor Jane Jones, if I'm not mistaken. So this is going to be a fascinating exercise in getting kids involved, literally to the where they say, what is wrong and what do we need to do to fix it? And it is amazing how much of the original founder's idea, the Federalist idea, was, hey, we handle our problems locally in our state government. Remember, the federal government was a creation of the states. So anyhow, this is going to be a very fascinating subject that's going to happen today. It's really a nice day. I didn't wear my gloves and mittens and hats and scarves. 32 degrees right now here in Fargo. Absolutely just springish. Water everywhere. I was afraid we'd wake up to iced streets, but at least not where I drove. Maybe in Tioga, where it's only 30 and Minot 27. Grand Forks 24. Right now, we're on KTGO 1090 in Tioga and AM 1100, the flag here in Fargo Moorhead. Appreciate your calls. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world. 855-200-1776. And we're gathered here to try to make a difference for faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. Scott will also have a Clay Jenkinson in studio, Theodore Roosevelt Center Scholar at Dickinson State University, as well as Distinguished Scholar of the Humanities at Bismarck State College and Director of Dakota Institute, about the challenges of the oil boom. That'll be on at 9:30. And then at 10:30, a fellow that I had the delight to interview yesterday, a man by the name of Brian Solem, who has done something. He had a vision. One man had a vision that he loves the outdoors. He loves all kinds of things outdoors, hunting, fishing, and but he had a heart, and it felt. I watched this man smiling. He actually came into the studio yesterday, and Brian Solem, and he said, "You know what? What is more fun than going on hunting trips or fishing trips, going on trips with a family? And especially, what about these children that face life-threatening illnesses and cancer and this kind of thing?" So he put his passions together. He'd been, you know, he was humble to say that he'd had a successful career in real estate development, and he wanted to give back and bring these kids on trips, you know, that have a when your kid is sick, and I've been there when my kid had, I had one of my children was, had double pneumonia and we almost lost him. There's nothing else. That becomes the center of your whole universe. These families are absolutely paralyzed with the hope that we can, and the prayer that we can have another day, another month. So he takes these families on trips. And this is called the Outdoor Adventure Foundation. They're having a 50-gun raffle for literally guns from Shields. Guns are provided by Shields, all sports, and available for pickup. They got 50 of them, and it only takes a $40 raffle ticket to go to compete. And if you don't like the particular kind of, they got everything from Berettas to Remington 22s to Savages, Benelli. It's just amazing the range, the number, the different varieties of guns that they have, 50. And you have a 1 in 20 chance of winning because they're, I guess that's what they're, the ratio of tickets to available guns. You can buy these tickets at Shields or by calling 701-277-5900. And then they're having this great event at the Hilton Inn. This is for their dinner and raffle. They've got all kinds of stuff going over there on the 15th at the for the Outdoor Adventure Foundation. Just an amazing range. They've got, for example, a hunt in Argentina. They have this this man, Brian Solem, came up with this idea of taking these kids and families on hunts, and it has spread over several states. They had a similar raffle in Colorado here just last week, and the hunt to go to Argentina for four sold for $8,000. But they have just an amazing array of stuff, and they do a tremendous amount of good. So the event, the dinner, the raffle, the silent auction, all of that will be started, I think, at like 5:15 or so, something like that, at the Hilton Garden Inn, the Tulip Room here in Fargo. And their website is NDOAF. That stands for OutdoorAdventureFoundation.org. Scott's going to interview him anyway at 10:30, so really stay tuned. It's fascinating. What a... You know, and I asked him the poignant question that was welling up in my heart. You've been doing this for 5 years, Brian. Have you lost any of the kids that have been the beneficiaries of your charity, your largesse? And he said, yeah, four or five of them. And, you know, this is a guy who's pouring his life in to making the waning days of these life-threatened kids and their families have a memory to just grab hold of and forget their troubles, look forward, go and then revel in the experience, the pictures, the trophies, the fun, the excitement, and come back to face and realize that, hey, there is love in the world. Love can transcend all kinds of things. I don't know. I've got this great interview coming up at right in the very next segment, so I thought probably I would really like to mention a record-breaking performance by NDSU. The Bison in basketball set an all-time record for the biggest margin of victory in a semifinal game in the Summit League. They beat Denver. Now, think about this. Denver had beat them once this year, and they won the last game by 10 points. They won 83-48. I think we ran into a buzzsaw, said Denver head coach Joe Scott. So you talk about, now here they are. They got a chance to go to the big dance, the NCAA, because tonight they're playing for the championship against Fort Wayne. It's going to be on ESPN2, and it's going to be on tonight, 8 o'clock tonight. So congratulations, Bison, for, I got to say, one of the most exceptional years in college sports that I've been around, both basketball and football. Are you kidding me? Pretty amazing. So, anyway, we the Twins, they continue to be an encouragement in spring training. Just some great pitching, some great hitting. This Buxton, who's the number one prospect in all of amateur baseball. This kid that played in Cedar Rapids. There was a guy went out in the, over behind the fence and drew circles on his house where Buxton's home runs had hit. You know, and he got his first major league home run in the spring training. So that was quite a thrill. We've got Santana, who might be the shortstop of the future, who hit a the other day, he got two hits, a triple from each side of the plate. Now, you got to have some incredible speed. There's a lot of the players have never had a triple because they just can't run that fast. So that's pretty amazing. A lot of interesting stuff going on in the world. We've got, you know, all kinds of trauma and drama going on in the Ukraine. We got an airplane that just vanishes. How does this happen in our time in this world? Well, folks, thank you so much for listening to What's on Your Mind Preview. This is Mark the Freedom Pope. We'll be back in just a minute with more.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I am really looking forward to this segment. Kids, excuse me, forgive me, young folks. Young adults are making a difference. And I believe that more and more young Americans need to stand up and stand up for the sanity in their own country. And we have an amazing group of people, and I want to find out who they are in just a minute, from Concordia University down in the Twin Cities. I think it's officially in St. Paul, right off of Snelling there. And they have taking a look at Minnesota public policy and said, hey, I think there needs to be some new laws. So under the leadership of their political science professor, they have literally gone to work. I believe that's Jane Jones, to come up with some answers to things they thought were wrong. And not only did they do that as an exercise and debate and a kind of a practice, but they literally went to the state legislature and found sponsorship and are getting these bills before the Minnesota state legislature. So first of all, I want to say welcome. Is Jane Jones with me, the professor?
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. How cool is this? And who do I have with me is from the student group?
Hope Baker.
Who?
Good morning.
We got AJ. Okay, Adam is going to be back on a second. And who do I have? Baker?
Hope Baker.
What? Paul?
Yep.
Hope. Okay, you have to forgive me. I've got 68-year-old ears. But anyway, this is so cool. I've read all of these bills, and you talk about amazing. Why don't you, first of all, congratulations, Professor Jones. This is amazing. Oh, why don't you?
You know, we've actually taken the Minnesota Capitol and turned it into our classroom.
How cool is this? Tell us about the process, and then, you know, all six of these bills. If it's okay with you, if you could stay with me for another segment. This is a fascinating example about people, young people with some mentoring can make a real difference. So just take us from how this came into your mind and how you opened the doors at the Capitol and the whole process.
You better believe it. You know what, Scott? It happened about 5 years ago. We started this process. I was actually watching a news story in Minnesota, and it was about time about a five-year-old little kindergartner who has Down syndrome. He was nonverbal. He was abused in his classroom. And this news story talked about how in Minnesota law, parents weren't notified of the abuse in the classroom until almost 3 years later.
Oh, no.
Well, I know. So you know what? I was actually sitting on my computer reading my class syllabus at the time, and I thought, okay, wait a second. We can either do the boring old political science class, or we could try to figure out how to change, number one, research the law, and then try to change the law. So I went to my students the very first day of class and said, hey, look, you have two options. We can do it the old taken away, or we could do it my way. And of course, I had them take a vote, and they all voted to try to do the bill. And I kind of thought we were nuts at the time, but we got that bill passed. Governor Plenty signed it. And ever since then, this class project has taken on. So we've always done one bill ever since then, every other year. It was a class project. But this year, last time we were testifying, my students were told by the legislators, look, you guys have a way of getting things done without lobbyists and without special interest money, so why don't you come back and do something a little bit more challenging? So we took them up on the challenge, and this year we have six bills before the Minnesota House and Senate. Three seem to be kind of hot potatoes and seem to be kind of moving through the crowd. Three kind of had a little bumps in the road because I think that they challenge things a little bit too much, so to speak. So it's the best learning experience for my students. Hope is one of those students. She's from Alexandria. And, you know, we're just having a great time. They literally are wearing out their tennis shoes, going door-to-door at the Capitol. They go and they research the bills. They try to figure out what would be the best solution. They have to go find the chief author. They go find the co-authors. And now, as of tomorrow, we have our very first bill hearing.
Which one of the bills is that?
Oh, it's the dandy one. It's the legislator immunity from the drunken driving.
Alcohol? Oh, the drunken driving immunity bill.
Legislators. I mean, I know politicians are scary, but that kind of puts a whole new twist in things.
Oh, one of the students want to weigh in on the absurd hypocrisy of this practice? Hope, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Why don't you tell me what do you think about the... Yeah.
That's been my main focus in the class is this bill, and I mean, I think it is just, it's outrageous that the card, I get why the card existed back many, many, many years ago, why it was created. It was to save, you know, so legislators the governor couldn't order police officers to pull over legislators to arrest them. I get it. But for the 5% of legislators, because it's not all of them who abuse it, but the 5% that have taken that card and created it, abused it. I mean, you know, driving drunk and pulling their card out and then driving away. And it's okay. They think it's okay. I've had multiple people try and justify it to me. multiple legislators, Minnesota legislators, try and justify it to me why it's okay for someone, for a legislator, not just anyone, but a legislator to drive drunk.
I would like you to hear. I'd like to hear that tortured logic, Hope. What is some justification they came up with?
Well, I had someone last week tell me that there was they needed to get to session, and there were no cabs in a suburb of the Twin Cities, no cabs at all. So he, you know, the legislator had to drive drunk. He just had to.
He had to drive drunk
I think there was actually a vote going on, and I'm going to name the city because I think this is what this legislator challenged my students to find cab service in Shakopee, Minnesota. Well, believe it or not, we took on that challenge. It's a very hard thing to do. It might take about 5 seconds of your time, Scott, but if you just go on to your, you know, your iPhones or whatever kind of phone you got, and you type in cab service in Shakopee, Minnesota, believe it or not, you can find cab services. Like, maybe there might be 5 or 10 of them to find, but you find them fairly quick. And, you know, that happened to be where apparently this legislator was located in Shakopee, had to get back to St. Paul for a vote, couldn't find cab service. So they apparently used this 2 weeks ago.
First of all, I want to correct you. I'm Mark. Scott is in a meeting. So this is Mark, the freedom poet you're talking to. But secondly, think about what a strange bunny trail that is in logic. This guy said, well, he couldn't get there any other way. He's drunk. He shouldn't go at all. Plus, what kind of logic? How is his reasoning skills? You know, do we really want a drunk man there? I'd rather have him stay at home. But here's the bottom line. Here's not only the hypocrisy in the example, but the fact that he's threatening the public. Safety driving drunk.
Right? I mean, come on. Here's another thing. You know, we had this, I hope I can tell you about this story, too. This is a dandy of a story. We had a legislator, a female legislator.
You got 50 seconds until the break. So why don't you just tell us, tease it just a little bit, and then we'll take it into the next segment.
Well, she basically told us that she'd rather have a legislator drive drunk than miss a vote.
Who is she? An aide?
You don't kill the hand that feeds you. You know what I mean? So we gotta get to
okay.
the story
right.
Wednesday. But
all right, you got your sources. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm so impressed with what you all are doing, and we're going to be back with more of What's on Your Mind, folks. What do you think? These kids are, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm 68. I'm sorry, you're fully adults. Forgive me. And we're going to be back with Jane Jones, Hope, and Adam. We're going to hear from Adam in just a few minutes. Stay tuned, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
I am so delighted with this segment with Professor Jane Jones from Concordia University in St. Paul, and two of her students, Hope and Adam, are changing Minnesota. There is an archaic bill law on the books that said you can't arrest Minnesota legislators during session, and that includes even if they're drunk driving. And so they have got, you know, political science is the study of how to affect public policy. Well, they're actually taking the science of how to do it into the state capitol, and that's been their classroom. And this bill is going to actually come up for a vote. So congratulations, Professor Jones. I haven't said hello to Adam yet. Are you there, sir?
Yes, good morning.
Adam?
Good morning.
Hello? Okay. Are you there, Professor Jones?
You better believe it.
All right. Why don't you kind of, do you think you got pretty good prospects of passing this bill?
Well, we're going to go through the first committee Wednesday night, and I think we have, Adam, help me out, I think we have about half of the members as co-authors. We went through it. You know, part of my teaching is, like, you have to go and get the co-authors of the committee on your bill. So we went, and I think we're at the half. But my guess is we're going to fly through the committee tomorrow. We learned yesterday that now we have to go through another House committee. So we're going to have all up our sleeves and do a little more work. But, you know, we're going to get there.
The people who want to protect their autonomy and their freedom from prosecution and arrest, they'll one of their favorite tricks is to keep you bottled up in one committee and one hearing after the other. But
yeah,
I'll tell you something, once this makes the light of the day, the public scrutiny of the floor of the House, who's going to want to vote against this dinosaur?
Right.
There's a couple of more issues here that I thought were just really striking. One of them is the privacy for kids. Many universities, young people are being in high school and college are being asked to turn over their passwords to administration. And that, why don't you tell me about that particular bill? That seems particularly egregious assault on freedom of speech and privacy.
Right. I'll just say, you know, one of the students is working on it. He happens to be our student body president, and it's called the Minnesota Student Password Protection Act, and it is a privacy invasion on the score of, you know, 11 points on a 10-point scale. And basically, that's exactly what it is. It's, you know what, it's your kindergartners through your 12th graders that they go to public school, and their coaches, their teachers, their principals say, hey, look, I need your passcode for Facebook, for Twitter, for, you know, my 15-year-old daughter does Instagram like crazy. So, you know, it's giving up those passwords. This is saying, you know, no. Hold back. Let's make sure that the parents agree to this. This gives an extra layer of privacy and protection and doesn't have that threatening thing that you have to all of a sudden give up that password if you're a kindergartner. And, well, let's hope that kindergartners aren't on Facebook, but you know what? I also have to be real and realize that they are on Facebook. So, you know, it's giving up that password and that protection. And, you know what? There's a lot of information on those social media accounts. And this is actually giving that student and that family, you know, the First Amendment back and that privacy back to them. So, interesting bill. I think it might see the time of day in a hearing right now. It might not. The other ones that we're really going to, Adam's bill is fascinating. Adam's bill is about the hockey residency, and I think Moorhead Spud hockey players and families would be fascinated by what's going on and the world of Minnesota hockey.
Let me get this right, Adam. So far, there's parents that are living outside of the state that are somehow, without moving here, trying to establish residency because of Minnesota's such a great hockey state. Is that right? And you're trying to make it fair. If they want to have, if they want to have their kids in the Minnesota hockey programs, they should actually move here. Is that kind of how it goes, Adam?
That is correct, yes.
Tell me about your solution. How would you like to see this justice and fairness to Minnesota residents? And especially, you know, I even remember a friend who had a son that'd been in a hockey program, and a neighboring school brings in a hotshot from another state that wasn't even there.
Bingo.
That's exactly what's happening, actually. Basically, I'm just trying to set up a waiting period for kind of like the NCAA. Where if you transfer schools, especially from, in this case, from outstate, that you have to sit out for 2 years, no varsity sports for 2 years. So basically that would hopefully prevent parents from saying, oh, my child has a better chance of making a college scholarship or, you know, going to the pros by playing in Minnesota. And,
you know, Minnesota is absolutely amazing hockey state from stem to stern. It's world renowned, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
I guess the other thing is, or they have the option, like the tennis stars that go to Florida, they have the option of moving here, don't they?
Well, in the state, there's an option. There's three options, actually. The whole family can move to a Minnesota school district. The parents can give up custody of their child to another family.
Wow.
Or they can pay a fee. It ranges from anywhere from $7,000 to $15,000, depending on the school district, that the parents can pay for their child, basically to cover what we pay in taxes, so their child can attend school in Minnesota.
So, in other words, rich kids from other states can come in here and compete against kids that have gone up through the peewees all the way through the whole system, and
exactly, taking roster spots away from our kids.
That's really, well, it sounds like a very interesting bill in the state of hockey, and best of luck on that one too, man. That's
very
cool, Adam. Now, we've got 5 minutes or so left here, and you've got another thing that really just chilled me about the fact that not only was the teacher that the Down syndrome child not fired, the record didn't follow the teacher to the next school. They moved him to another school without firing him, and the record was expunged or didn't follow him. Help me with the particulars of this bill.
Yeah, you know, this is the first one we talked about this morning, and this is the Kyle Herman story. This is the Kyle Herman bill. It's the very first bill that my students passed so many years ago. But this is interesting because this year we had the school administrators. They came to us and said, hey, look, remember when you used to, when you guys did that bill, you worked for Kyle Herman, but you missed in that whole entire process is that teacher that abused Kyle abused the student the school year before. Now, it's not like just across the river, but it was kind of like a Anoka Blaine situation where it was like, or Moorhead Fargo. I mean, literally like right next to each other, kind of like a Breckenridge Wahpeton, smack dab right next to each other, crossed over the river, went to teach in school district number two, did the exact same thing to a special education student. Got fired, but there's no tracking. There's no ability to go and say, oh, hey, look, if you abuse a student in school district A, you can move to school district B, and they don't know about it. In Minnesota, there's no time of the record to say, hey, look, this is what happened. And teachers have a way of, I guess, if you quit before you're disciplined, then it really doesn't follow you. I know that Congressman John Klein, who represents Minnesota, and is the head of the House Education Committee in D.C., has a bill out there for federally because he was telling us that you can't, so let's say, for instance, if you're from Texas, you abuse a kid, and you decide you're going to apply for a job in Minnesota, they can't scan those licenses too. What happened in Texas?
Well, you know, this bears out another really amazing imbalance of power. I'm just going to say that there's many bad teachers, and people know them. And you can't fire them because of the power of the union that literally has more legal clout than the school boards. So we probably need, when you think of the prime directive of government, is to protect the weak from the abusive power of the strong, whether it's outside our border or in business or in ecology or you know, little children, defenseless children. So, you know, that actually points to a specific aspect of a greater problem.
Right. And, I think that's kind of how that first got started. Remember I told you the story about how the parents had to wait 3 years until they figured out what was really going on in the classroom. Well, I think that we niched that down to from 3 years to 72 hours. Some people would say 72 hours is even too much too long. But I think there was that, this bill actually got the attention of Speaker Newt Gingrich. He came and talked to my students about it and said, you know what, you guys don't realize that you actually pierced the mirror on this issue because at that time, remember they talked about the New York school district where they had the room, the auditorium full of teachers who abuse kids and they go and they sit there and they wait 3 years before their hearing comes up. It's kind of like it's the exact same process except for he just made that from 72 hours. He just turned that to 72 hours, that clock down to 72 hours. So we kind of add a little bit of a national press attention with that bill, which now hopefully we can take that next step and say, okay, hey, look, common sense would tell you if you're an insurance contractor, everything you do if you do something bad, that follows your license. Well, the same thing should be happening to education. And, you know, I'm going to disagree with you. 90% of teachers are great. 10% of teachers probably maybe have had some, you know, instances out there where, you know, you have to have that, unfortunately, that tracking of what's going on.
Well, there are some, and a lot of people say what's wrong with our school is teacher X and Y, and the rest are great or whatever. But anyway, this is an amazing thing that I think this is going to catch on more and more nationally. What you're doing is iconic. How can people follow this amazing journey, this applied political science that you're leading, Professor Jones? Do you have a website or?
We're too busy to have a website. Gosh darn it! My students are going. I think believe it or not, they're on spring break this week. And half my students have canceled their plans for spring break and are working the Capitol all week. You got to give these kids so much credit for, you know, they're standing up, they're doing what's right. It's only a 2-credit class. We have a couple of Facebook pages out there. It's called Concordia University, like Political Science Legislative Student Team or something like that. But follow on.
Well, that's it. Facebook page. Okay, just say that again.
Concordia University Legislative Student Team, I believe. Adam might be able to help me out.
Legislative Action
Adam?
Team, I believe, is what we called it.
Legislative Action Team.
Facebook, Concordia University, Legislative Action Team, folks. This is just amazing. Quickly, you got three more bills we haven't even touched on, but the three we have is just amazing. You talk about achievement gap, and I think that's really important, trying to focus some attention on math and science in inner city or problem schools.
Right. It is really just focusing on the inner city. I think the bill language just got introduced the other day and they switched it to it. Now it's actually any school district that's low performing. So you can have a low performing in the rural areas too. Gosh darn it. You know, they need to raise science and economics and mathematics students too. So we took out the word urban and opened it up to anybody. The one that's really fascinating that really seems to be moving fast is the dental bill. And this is a great one for greater Minnesota where basically, if you're on Medicaid or if you're in a group home or friends that have disabilities that are located in a group home, they're having a heck of a time getting a dentist appointment. If they're on Medicaid, there's not too many dentists in greater Minnesota that will accept Medicaid patients. So basically, they have to travel from War Road all the way down to St. Paul to get their preventative care or to get a cavity filled or whatever they're trying to do. So instead, we went and talked to nonprofits that do this service in the metro area. They can put a van together. Bring that mobile dentist unit all the way up to War Road.
Super. Well, listen, this has just been absolutely fascinating. I want to thank Pope and Adam and the whole rest of your team. Professor Jane Jones, what a great, great project that's really turning into reality from Concordia University in St. Paul. Congratulations. This is just super duper.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my legal shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes. Twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
What's on your mind, folks? This is a preview of the most popular call-in show in North Dakota on so many stations. Scott will be back with that. Scott Hannon, the host, along with Todd. They'll be picking up your calls at the top of the next hour. Then they have Clay Jenkinson in studio, Theodore Roosevelt Center Scholar at Dickinson State University, Distinguished Scholar of the Humanities at Bismarck State College, and Director of Dakota Institute, about the challenges of the oil boom. Then an amazing guest that I had the honor of interviewing yesterday in the Common Sense Club. This is Mark the Freedom Poet, by the way. Brian Solem with an outdoor adventure foundation that is making trips possible for kids with cancer and other life-threatening diseases. They're having, so Scott will interview Brian Solem and talk about a 50-gun raffle where people have a 1 in 20 chance of winning a tremendous gun provided by Shields. And if you're interested in that, call 701-361-1888. Great weather here. I mean, did you think it was ever going to end, folks? The winter without end. It was, I remember it was cold in November, and And I realized yesterday it's the first time I haven't had on my heaviest jacket, since sometime late in last year, maybe 4 months with the same heavy jacket, not a single break. So that's pretty interesting. Let's look ahead a little bit on the forecast. Today is going to be partly sunny, high near 31. Well, we're already past that, so that's good because we're 32 right now. But it's going to be blustery. North wind 11 to 21, gusts up to 26. Scattered snow tonight, though, mainly between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. A low around 8, north winds 8 to 18, and chance of precip 30%. Could have a half an inch of new snow. Of course, we've lost more than that because of the melt. Wednesday, a 10% chance of snow before 7 a.m., so be careful about slipperiness, you know, about that drill. Mostly sunny. It's only going to get up to 28, but, boy, that's a lot better than 20 below, isn't it? Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 23. South winds, 10 to 14, gusts to 18. And then Thursday, oh, my, mostly sunny, a high near 45. Blow the wind southerly, 8 to 13. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low around 29. Sunny on Friday, up to 37, and I think we're going to have a nice day on the day for the Freedom Club event at the venue in Fargo, the Hub, 2525 9th Avenue South. You heard about kids getting involved, folks. You get involved. Come and help us stand for faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. Out in Tioga today, partly sunny, high near 37. Northwest winds 14 to 16. Currently, it's about 30 out yonder. Going to have cloudy with a low around 21 tonight. Northwest winds 6 to 16. Gusts up to 24. Then Wednesday, mostly sunny. High back up to 47. Light west winds increasing to 12 to 17. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 30. And then Thursday, mostly sunny, back up to 47. Breezy west winds, 10 to 15. Thursday night, cloudy, low around 24, blustery. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 37. Has spring come? Now, folks, before we get too goofy, remember that the most snowy month of the year traditionally is March. It's because there's more humidity in the air. And it's easier to provoke wet, heavy snow. I even remember when I lived in Bemidji, we had 5 snows of a foot in April. So, you know, I hope I'm not being prophetic here. But anyway, I like to look right past the spring into the summer and into the fall and what I like to call the most important election in history. In Florida, you talk about a gauge for where we are politically in this country. They are having a seminal vote. They have a special election. We have a woman by the name of Alex Sink, Democrat. She actually ran for governor. The late Bill Young passed. Now, this is in a district in Florida where Obama carried both in 08 and 12. But because of Obamacare, because of his sinking popularity, the Democrats have had to spend $5 million against the Republican David Jolly. Now, isn't that a nice name for, I'd like to write ads for David Jolly. Let's get jolly. It's beginning to look a lot less like Christmas because we're getting the giveaway club, retired. So she is tainted by Obamacare and, so this will, you talk about this is a much, much, much washed. It's become a competitive race, they think. So they're working around the clock to overcome the name recognition of Democrat Alex Sink and, the multi-million dollar campaign war chest. So we will see, but this is definitely a preview of a coming, referendum on the, I call it the Unaffordable Care Act. Even if it were successful, this act enslaves. It makes people dependent on the federal government for something that does not belong there. It belongs. Medicine needs to belong locally. Yes, of course, we've got to have help for people with, you know, lingering situations, but we got to have tort reform. We got to be able to have competition in insurances, not, you know, across state lines. There's a lot of really wise things that conservatives have posited about how we can keep the best medical system in the history of the world. And But anyway, more of that. Scott's going to have his What's on Your Mind program coming up at 9. A lot of neat guests. And so be back and listen to that. Then I'll be in the Common Sense Club at 2. Thank you for listening today. Have a great day.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.